My happiness is a spiritual love-giving experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. My happiness is a spiritual love-giving experience. How many times have you experienced a spiritual love-giving experience? How many times have you had happiness that just bubbled all over and just was so delightful in coming forth and being expressed? This happiness that knows no bounds, that knows no limits, that knows only to sparkle and glow and go and go and go. What a joyous and wonderful thing that is. My happiness is a spiritual love-giving experience. When I am living in unconditional love, love that has no conditions to it, with no expectation from another, with no requirement from another, with no return from another, my love is just an outgoing activity of my being. My love is just my universal self expressing itself without any expectation of something coming back. How could something come back to me who is all love, and my vessel, my glass, if you will, is already full to the brim? And anyone who pours love upon me, it just runs down the sides like frosting on a cake. And that's perfectly okay. I don't need it, I don't want it, but I love it. When I feel the joy of someone's happiness pouring out upon me, I feel very good indeed. When I feel the magnificence of someone's good thoughts, good words, good deeds in my reflection, in my direction, I feel just quite lovely. However, it is not important for me. I love myself to such a wonderful degree, to such a completeness, to such an allness, that nothing anyone else does in my presence excites me or uplifts me or in any way makes my life any better. I just live in that allness, in that oneness, in that perfection of who I am. You see, when we are unconditional love, when we are pure love, we don't need anything back from anybody else. When we give love, we don't expect people to appreciate it or not appreciate it. We give it because it's our nature to give. If we were to give $1 million in cash and just throw it up in the air, and it would blow out into the ocean, we would not feel sad that it went to the ocean. We would only feel we had given it, and we released it, and so it is. We wouldn't say, it went into the ocean, and no one got it, and no one will ever benefit from that $1 million. That's not the point. We don't give it so that it'll have benefit. We give it because it's an expression of our inner self, expression of our own inner abundance, like people who light the cigars with $1,000 bills. We think, oh, what an idiot. You know, $1,000 bill for lighting a cigar. The match had already been lit. They could have lit their cigar should that have been their choice. But it was a matter of giving without any expectation of any kind from anybody, and no one making any judgment. And it's best when we can give when no one knows who's given. It's best when we can give when no one knows who to thank for it. It's best when we can give when no one thanks us. It's just like, I love everyone. I am pure love. And I say to everyone, I love you, I love you, I love you. I say to everyone, I love you, love Herb. I answer all my letters that way. I start all my letters, beloved, whoever it is I'm writing to. And it doesn't matter that some people say, well, hey, you don't do that in a business letter. I do. You don't do that in a letter to some beautiful women. I do. You don't do that in a letter to some women who are not very nice. I do. You don't do that in a letter to men who might misunderstand. I do. Because I'm never misunderstood. I never have anyone feel that I want or don't want anything from them. I am merely the sun shining upon all of my creation. My givingness is like my sunshine shining on all my creation. Could I expect my creation to say, hey, thank you, sun, thank you. Oh, you're so wonderful. You know, I don't give because I want people to say thank you. And I'm the rain, and I fall upon the ground everywhere. Sometimes I create floods, and I create terrible things. But also, I water the ground and nourish the plants and bring about the food that encourages people to eat and enjoy. Why don't I curtail the water that would come down in too great abundance and cause flash floods? Why don't I have it just gently fall upon the earth to the degree that the earth can soak it up and enjoy it and then stop? Well, my giving does not have any receiver. My giving does not have any receiver. My giving does not have any receiver. It's not a matter that I'm giving for something or somebody. It's not a matter that I'm pouring down too much rain or too little rain. It's just a matter that I give who I am. And all the world is blessed by what I give. And all the world is delighted in what I give. You see, that's what it's all about. My happiness is a spiritual love-giving experience that knows no return, that knows no expectation, that is only to give and to give and to give. That's what it's all about. Now, if you want to practice doing that, it's lots of fun. But it takes a certain amount of unconditional quality about it, where you don't give for someone who needs. You don't give for someone who's going to say thank you. You don't give for someone who's going to say, hey, that's too much. I don't want it. You're drowning us. You don't give it for any of these purposes. You give because it's your nature to give. And it'll always be joyously, wonderfully, and thankfully given, because that's how you give. There's no other way. There's no other reason. There's no other purpose. And so it is. Happy giving to you, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.